You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. It's Thursday, and commentator Brian Ununoin is here once again, and this week he shares his experience with birthing centers and the arrival of his first child.
And a very good morning to you all. My daughter is the reason I came here to the United States. Her mother, my ex-wife, wanted to live near her mom in Bossier, and since I wanted to be with my kid, I moved here from Ireland. Sounds very noble, but if you saw a picture of my daughter, you'd understand. She gets her looks from her mother. She has her father's temperament, mind you, which is just as well. What would she be like if she had my looks and her mother's temperament? Now, that's a long story and a lot of therapy. Since moving here, though, I met up with another Bossier belle, and thanks to her kid wanting to play with my kid, I now have two kids, one wife, two dogs, and a mother-in-law. My wife figures it was a good deal, and she tells everyone that I was going cheap in the sales. My biological daughter's name is Áine, which is the Irish for Anne. Most of you know her name by its Northern Irish pronunciation, which is Áine, she of the singing in the spa music. Áine, my daughter, was born in a birthing centre in Florida 10 years ago. Sounds very hippie, very granola, doesn't it? Well, I can assure you that Áine's mother and I are the furthest things from hippies, by which I don't mean we are neo-Nazi fascists. No, I mean, look, Áine's mother spent month after month after month researching into this. This was her first, and she suspected her last child, so she was, of course naturally, so too was I, deadly serious about opting for a birthing centre as opposed to the hospital setting. Now, for the lads out there who are listening, let me tell you guys what a birthing centre is. A birthing centre is usually a house that is located very close to a hospital, within 5 minutes usually. It is staffed by midwives, and sometimes an obstetrician is also on hand. The argument goes that childbirth in this modern age has become an unnecessary surgical procedure subject to the pressures of checkbooks more than child welfare. In most cases, it is argued, doctors and midwives know in advance the likelihood of a woman having few, if any, complications with her delivery. Birthing centres argue that the uncomplicated births are the norm for healthy women who have been closely monitored right up to the week of their scheduled delivery. So, there is often no need for a woman to be in a hospital setting for childbirth. It is unnatural and it is unnecessary. Birthing centres up and down the country deliver thousands of babies year in and year out, and if they thought there was the slightest chance of any complication arising before the child was born, they would simply refer the woman to the hospital nearby. When Áine was born, her mother went into labour around midnight. I know, very inconsiderate of her to disturb my beauty sleep. I whisked them off down the road to the birthing centre, and we got there about 1 o'clock in the morning. 2 hours later, at 3 a.m, Áine was born. And then, about 11 a.m. on the same day, mother, child and dad were back home again. And according to the staff at the birthing centre, this was all very normal and very natural. The centre in question has since shut down, not because they did anything wrong. No, it seems there are powerful forces out there, people who have a vested interest in ensuring that lots of people make lots of money from childbirth. Even though, it is argued, that childbirth often, though not always, often is very, very simple, very, very safe, and very, very natural. Have a lovely week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian Ununoin, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at Bossier Parish Community College and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Ununoin every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.